The St. Joseph River peaked last night at 12.7 feet, nearly 2 feet above the historic flood mark of 10.9, last set in 1993. A lot of people around South Bend are getting down to the river today to see what historic flooding looks like. Among them was John Dawes, a painter taking a break from work.
I've never seen nothing. I'm almost 70 years old. Never seen nothing like this in my life. This is epic. Epic proportion.
People have been pumping that epic water out of basements. Dawes says he lives on higher ground, but he has been helping.
My daughter, I was up all night pumping water out of her basement window wells because it kept filling up less than every 2 hours. So I was pumping it all night long and saved her basement from being flooded.
Some people who weren't so lucky called contractor Mike Robinson. He's got pumps in several houses along Riverside Drive.
It's only keeping up with what's in there already. It's not stopping anymore from coming in. It won't happen until the river goes down further.
Just a few blocks over, Tom Anderson has ventured out of his flooded basement to check out the neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm curious how the rest of the neighborhood is faring. I really haven't been out doing much other than just spending a lot of time in my own basement.
All right, and what do you think?
I'm shock and awe.
Anderson had some tricky moments fighting the water.
It's really just unbelievable. We've had a little bit of high water from time to time, keep an extra sump pump, but I burned up the extra sump pump, so it kind of became critical mass yesterday morning. At that point, I was getting really, really nervous.
He's pulled through. As his pumps are working and water levels start to fall, he's ventured out to pick up cleaning supplies. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's going to be a while before the river falls back to normal.
It's going down slowly. We're still going to be above 12 feet, probably for the balance of the day, and it will be the month of March before we're out of flood stage.
Some of South Bend's water infrastructure has been inundated by the flooding. The wastewater treatment plant closed completely for about 9 hours overnight. It's back up now.
First of all, this does not affect city water in any way. That's a separate system, so your drinking water, your tap water, remains safe for use. Secondly, anything that you're doing, draining, flushing, all of that will continue to function normally. So you continue to use water normally, even though the wastewater treatment plant has had issues.
Some roads are still closed, and Buttigieg, along with officials from across Michiana, are urging residents to heed barriers. The mayor says even if water isn't present, the road may not be structurally safe. Buttigieg is also asking county residents to call the Emergency Management Agency to report damage.
The reason it's so important to call into EMA is that in order for us to qualify for any kind of federal disaster aid, we need an accurate count of the amount of damage to property that's occurred.
The city evacuated people yesterday near Emerson Avenue. Two families had to be pulled out by boat. South Bend Police Chief Scott Ruskowski says anyone who feels unsafe in their home and needs help to evacuate can call 911. As the water levels slowly fall, Buttigieg says the city will begin assessing damage. Resident Tom Anderson says he doesn't think the river will ever go back to the way it was.
I think the riverbank is going to have a different landscape. Everything else is going to look quite a bit different.
For now, water is still well above the riverbank in some places and roaring over the dam. In South Bend, I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.